Fly IQ Mobile.
Good afternoon, Bill. M0TR stationary.
Had to look to make sure it's good afternoon. I'm out and about here. I'm over here near, on Lawrence Road, to be exact. And got a haircut this morning and then went and had lunch with a couple of friends. And I'm heading back home here. Hope you're doing all right.
Fine, Bill, and hope you guys are too. Just trying to stay afloat. Got another 1.01 inches last night, which we've had 5.65 for the month, and it's only the 7th, I believe. I talked to Dave, CBA, a little bit this morning, and to Chad for a little bit. And other than that, we've been out looking for some booze that is only available down on Woodruff. It's for the Oktoberfest. And it goes in these big black cupcakes that Bernice makes with cherry stuff and all kinds of stuff in them. And it's a German brandy. And I'm not going down on Woodruff to get it at the wine shop. We checked 3 or 4 places and no joy up here. But I'm not surprised. You know, like the guy said, it might sit there for a couple of years, and it's just not worth the trouble.
Well, I guess to be an authentic dish, it's got to have authentic German brandy, I suppose. Is that the one on the wine shop on Woodruff? Is that the one at Fiveport?
No, Bill. We don't drink. We always got stuff here for guests if they want it, but we don't drink. We share a beer maybe once every month or so. Get a big frosting glass and some good old Wisconsin cheese and some of Bernice's summer sausage, and we'll split one, Michelob Light. That's about the height of our drinking. So I don't know where it's at, but I think you'd only find that in a high-end place. It's called Kirschwasser, K-I-R-S-C-H-W-A-S-S-E-R. Sort of a cherry brandy, I guess. Bernice should have been on the ball and had that before now. It's this Saturday, and you and Elaine, of course, invited if you want, but I don't know about the weather. But all the German buffet and stuff, which you've been to one before, I think.
Yeah, back. That's probably 5 or 6 years ago, I expect. That was nice. And the weather, it seemed like I looked last night, but, you know, that's something, you know, that forecast the weather is about as scientific as having the groundhog do it. But I think what I saw last night was it's supposed to clear up mostly on Saturday. But who knows? Well, you know, of course, we've had the same monsoons here as you have. I mean, you can't, if you walk out in the lawn right now, it's just soggy. And I haven't been watching in my rain gauge. Still using that weather station you got me. I did have to replace the outside unit, which I did maybe a couple of years ago. Finally, it just gave up, stopped. It just anyway, I was able to replace it. I think I told you about that. And went online and got the sensor part of it. But it's still working. It works good. And I do look at the rain gauge quite a bit, but I haven't looked to see what the cumulative is this week, over.
And 4IQ. Yeah, that's great, Bill. that in the hearing. I've had to change mine out maybe once every 5-6 years. And so I have display registers up here and one down in front of the radio, as you know, and then I have one in the back bedroom. We really enjoy them. Even Bernice looks at them. Tonight, though, I have to shut that off. It's bright. But I get emails from them all the time, and they've got some really nice ones that are in color now, and you can interface them with the internet to some of the weather places. I've thought about doing that, but gee, until these wear out, I'm not going to do it. But I had to replace the anemometer and that out there on the pole. I think it was the beginning of the year. I usually go out there once a year and change the batteries in January on a nice day so that they stay up to par and I don't have to worry about their signal strength or anything, even though it says it on the face of it. Let me drop this. I was in Cabela's a few months ago, and Gary, KI4DOS, has been looking for one. And they're always way too high in there on those weather stations. And they're the same brand, Accurite. But far better than buying one of the high-end ones for $400. But they had them marked down to around, I think it was, Gary'd have to tell you, $89 or something like that. And him or his son picked one up real quick for him. So he was happy with that. Because that's the same thing happened to him with the one that he had, and I don't know what brand it was, but he was leaning towards getting the better one, and I guess you can do that, but these things are great. But anything that's dynamic and moving, like an anemometer and the tachydrome that sticks down below it, they're going to wear out someday.
Comment.
It's Mr. Chad by the voice. KO4 in UE, is that you?
Yes, sir. Don't mean to interrupt your conversation, but if Miss Bernice is in the vehicle, get a pen and a piece of paper. I have some information for you for the item you are looking for. So please let me know when you've got a pen and piece of paper.
I do, and I'm talking to Bill, N4IQ. Chad, go ahead. I'm ready to copy. KO4NUE, this is N0TR.
N4IQ, sorry to interrupt the QSO. But, Tom, you want to go to Green's package store. The address is 445 Congaree Road. That is 445 Congaree Road. Your point of contact is Neco, N-E-C-O. They have 8 bottles in stock with other flavors. The telephone number is 864-297-6353. Any questions?
QSL on all, Chad. Yeah, you, my dad always pronounced 3 as shree, and I noticed you were pronouncing it with a little tree-like phonetic, which makes it clearer. but I always loved the way Dad pronounced that. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it, and you're welcome to join in if you want. I'll send it over to Bill, N4IQ and 0TR.
This is N4IQ. Yeah, it's over there by Haywood Mall. So, that'll be a little bit of a drive for you, but it probably wouldn't be as bad as Woodrow. that is the supply store I used to use, if you want to call it that. I used to live in Greenville. Green's discount. But, well, anyway, that sounds good. That sounds like that'd be nice when she gets a maid. She's a great cook. But I've been most this week trying to help my dog. Our bulldog had some problems this weekend. and I've been trying to get medication, and oh my goodness. You know, I never really worry about it because my insurance covers almost everything. But when it comes to animals, these drugs are just unbelievable. So I've been using Good RX. Boy, that really saves you some money. Just go online and get a coupon, and you can shop around. And what I found is Harris Teeter is the cheapest, but it's on the other side of town.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate that. Were you going to stay, or are you going to back out of here?
No, I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but I've been kind of waiting and listening and writing all this down, and made one telephone call. Wouldn't want Miss Bernice to be disappointed during German week. So there's your information. I did call and talk with him, and he won't know how to spell it, and I said, I'd have no earthly idea, but it sounds like curse washer. And he says, oh, yeah, we got eight of them, and we got some other flavors, too. So just go in the store and ask for Nico, and he'll take you right to them. So just want to let you know, and N4IQ, it was nice talking to you, too, sir, or listening in, rather. And this is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear, and y'all continue on with your day. 7-3 to both, and have a wonderful, safe day. And good luck with your bulldog, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He's about 15 years old. Yeah, but he still gets around pretty good. He's got arthritis. And, you know, he doesn't go on long walks anymore, but he's still all there, and he's got his smarts, and I think he still enjoys most days. but you know, he's starting to get some health problems. So anyway, Chad, I know Thomas appreciates you with that information. That name must be something water. I don't know what the first part of that probably means in German, but something water, I bet. N0TRN4AQ.
Cherry water. Didn't understand that, something water, but yeah, it's like Chan says, Kirschwasher. That's exactly how I pronounce it, but that's absolutely as close to the German as I know. I'm more of a Heinz 57 mill. I got German in me, but I think it's Pennsylvania Dutch. Dad, Mom said I never did get into that very much. But yeah, Amy has to do an ACL surgery on her dog. It looks much like the one on the Little Rascals. And it's a beautiful dog. They always go down and get one from the place down there, south of them, for Wayford dogs, I guess you'd say. But it's a beautiful dog. But you're talking $3,500. And she says, don't tell her husband because, he doesn't want to know. But dogs get expensive. And we use that Good RX. We use that Good RX at Walmart. They automatically stick it in there if I have to go to Walmart for medicine. And I think somebody broke in with a pronunciation. You're welcome to go ahead. This is N0TR.
You have it earlier. Kirsch is the German word for cherry. Kirschwasser. Cherry water. Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I didn't recognize your voice, stranger. You haven't been here in a while. I seen you made a contact on 432 last night, though. Go ahead, Bill.
That was the sprint. I think that was a 70-centimeter sprint. And, I know I know Matt was on. I like working the VHF, UHF sprints, but I only have antennas for 6 and 2 meters. I don't have 440 beam. I've got FM antenna for 440, but nothing really to use on like a real live sprint. Gary, you must have been on there. I guess you probably worked Matt. I texted him last night. I understand. What is it, next week? I think he's going back to Germany for a while. Had something to do with his visa. So hopefully you'll have a nice trip. I think Chad has signed out. I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Over.
There, yeah, very good. Well, good to hear you all. Yeah, I've been listening here on the repeater, but I hadn't had much to say. But, well, the 70-centimeter sprint for me was a comedy of errors last night. Had fun and learned something, but, you know, sometimes there's wrong information on the Internet. Can you believe it? WSJTX comes with all of the frequencies for all of the bands except for 70 centimeters. So you have to, you know, add in the frequency. So you do a quick Internet search for FT8 on 70 centimeters, and the first website that comes up is the DX Zone, and they give you a frequency, 432.065, or I think that's right, or 65. Anyway, that's the European frequency. That's not the U.S. U.S. is 432.174. So Matt and I did make a contact on the wrong frequency last night. He corrected it later, and he made a total of 3. But I gave up after working Matt and not hearing any other signals. So that's my experience in the 70-centimeter sprint, one contact. Go ahead, Tom, in 0TR from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Acknowledging Rusty, excuse me. Well, fine business on all, Gary. We used to have a gentleman here, and he was a 1x2 call, and he sold Bob quite a bit of stuff when Bob was getting started, and he had all but one for VUCC on 432, and that is pretty much a miracle. But I think that was the number he was chasing for. Bill, you might correct me. You know who it was, and Dad Bernard, I can't remember right now. He just lived up here on Robinson Lake. Had a real good place and a beam, and he had more stuff than you got, Bill, I think. That's possible. And right quick, Gary, did you use any of those beams that I give you for those contacts?
Centimeters, because you didn't have any 70 centimeter. Well, I think you maybe had a dual bander. I have your 10 element 2 meter antenna up on my mast, and the other antennas I gave away to K0FE Coffee, James Robinson. He's got them and was going to put them up to go along with his new ICOM radio, the VHF UHF one that mates up with the 7300.
Hey, that's great. I'm glad to see some folks using those. I hated just to see them set in the tin barn out here, because I used those up in Kansas. That AR-270 is dual band. It's 10 dB gain, and it's a Cushcraft dual band. And, you know, it really worked well for a smaller antenna, but that one was a 15 element boomer, and the other one was a 13 element boomer. And I'm sure glad you enjoyed them and passed them on to somebody down the line. Rusty, go ahead and then send it to N4IQ, W2T and 0TR.
Everybody, I'm up here in the big town of Hendersonville, where I've been up here in meetings, so I'm going to find some lunch now. And hello to Tom and Gary and Bill. Good afternoon to all of you. And hopefully you're not floating away down there, because it was trying to float away up here. Go ahead, Bill, W2T.
Thank you. Yeah, I think his name was Ed. Yeah, and I know who you're talking about. He was an engineer, and he was working consulting work. I just can't. He moved to Tennessee. Back home. I think he's passed away. I think I heard that name a couple of years ago. I hope I'm not giving him an early demise, but I think he did pass away. He had a lot of equipment, big amps, all that kind of stuff. Gary's good to hear you. I haven't heard you on for a while, and I bet you didn't make many European contacts on 77 acres. I don't know. I don't. VUCC, that's like grids. That's your grid hunter. And I chase them on 6, but not up on 432. I can't imagine. I mean, I don't, you know, you got the whole world in those maiden head grid squares. I don't know how you get all of them. I don't know. Maybe you had all the ones in the United States or something. But that'd be phenomenal. I can't even imagine doing it on 6. All right, I'm here at the pharmacy. So let me go in there. Actually, I think I can go through the drive-in window. I think I'll do that first. All right, I'll be back in a few minutes. You guys go ahead. Rusty, hope you're having a good time in Hendersonville. In Flaky.
Bill, yes, he didn't pass away. And after he moved up there and nursed kids in Tennessee. And he also, I don't know what award that was, but W4 DJW could probably tell us. But it was like he'd made 99 countries or something. Anyways, it was unbelievable. Go ahead, Jerry.
If some of those are Earth, Moon, Earth, because that's how you can probably get out. But I don't know if they do that on 70 centimeters, mostly 2 meters. Anyway, to complete my thoughts, for antennas, I've got a Chris Craft. I think it's a 10 element on 70 centimeters. And I learned something last night. I used the program PST Rotator, which is a European software to control the rotor. And it uses a file that they call the FCC database file to find U.S. hams. And it had me looking for Matt at 120 degrees from my QTH, which was wrong. That was his old location at the apartment, so it hasn't been updated. He was more or less due east from me, so after we finally figured that out, it worked a lot better. But yeah, he could not hear me until I actually was pointing right at him. And I am mobile in motion, heading through Traveler's Rest right now, heading for Jim's house, K9JDP. He took a lightning strike a while back, and he's got some computer issues. So I volunteered to go over and help him figure out what's going on. Let's see, N0TR to take it. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo, Yankee in the group.
Okay, I think it went over to Rusty, but tell Jim hi. He's one of our great friends too down there in Gary, and we love him dearly. He's a good one, and he's got a nice station. Go ahead, Rusty.
In and get out and everything, because I'm starting right now, it's getting noisy where I am, and I'm getting to this next station where I'm going to get off the interstate up here so I can get me some lunch. I'm going to hit the Cracker Barrel up here, I think. Anyway, good to talk to all of y'all. Anybody and everybody is listening. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s and throw it over to Bill if he's still there. If not, Gary, you pick it up. That way you do take
it. Care of his prescription there, so he'll be back in a bit. Well, I don't have too much more. Everything is going along well. Starting the process to look for a new house. Going to start tomorrow evening to go visit our first house with a realtor. And we'll see how that goes. I've been piling up cash and have things squared away there. And Lisa and I are getting married on the 16th. So just a little over a week away. So things are moving ahead. N0TR, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Congratulations, Gary. That's awesome. This is N0TR. Not to be nosy, but did you sell that beautiful place up north?
I'm, kind of the musical chairs guy. I want to have a place to, sit down. So I'm not going to sell that until after we buy the other property.
Possibly afforded. I just keep it. I was looking at it last night on your QRZ page. And that's so wild. I'd hate to give that up. It's just like Fred. He's got a beautiful place up there the guys go to for contesting and whatnot. That's a honey. Well, I was thinking, I thought QRZ give bearings from your location to their Gary, but of course, I guess that would be the information that that's on there presently, and it's still listing your QTH as being up there, so that'd probably still be wrong.
It's this database the PST Rotator uses, which was out of date apparently, it still had Matt at his old Greenville apartment address. He since changed it on QRZ and the FCC, but this database that they were using was wrong. So it knew where I was, it just didn't know where Matt was.
Oh, shoot. Well, Chad gave me the address of this place down on Congaree Road, but Amy just now come back a couple seconds ago and said she'd pick that up for us, but... I do appreciate Chad looking that up for that liquor, whatever it is, Gary. So Amy will get that, and I'm looking at a 5-in-1 immersion hand blender right now. That's 12-speed handheld stick blender. Don't ask. It's something she needs to... The other one shot craps here. And that she uses to... What do you use that for, Bernice?
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Bernice. She's got a foam your latte.
I don't know how far away you are, Gary, but you're welcome to come over to Oktoberfest there, but I don't know. You might have to use a canoe.
The river up by my house was as full as I've seen it. So, yeah, we got a lot of rain. And now I got some stuff I got to take care of this this weekend, so I'm going to be pretty busy, and I'm getting married next weekend, so the calendar is full. Yeah, getting married to Lisa on the 16th.
Well, I'm back in the car, of course. Well, congratulations. I just want to break in and say that before you went, and I think that was the first time I met her was at the convention. So you're inspired a lot, so must be a good
thing. Inspired there. But yeah, she made it up to Pigeon Forge. That was kind of cool. Never had anybody do that before. And I'm en route to K9GDP, so I'm going to be here till like 1:43, 2 o'clock, so I'm not going anywhere. What was the question again, Bill?
I basically was just telling you congratulations, and it was nice meeting her, even though it was brief, at Pigeon Ford. So I'm not too far from the house. Tell Mr. Jim hello for me, and I'm going to go ahead and sign here with you as well, Tom, because I'm just about ready to pull in the house. So go ahead and take it, Tom. N0TRN4IQ.
Okay, Bill. Well, as usual, the pleasure's all mine. Really enjoyed it. Say hello to Elaine from Bernice and I. And sorry you can't make it over there. I think you said you wasn't, but if you do, you're always welcome. You know that. And Gary, that's wonderful to hear. I hope you have as long a marriage as Bernice and I. In 53 years. Yeah, I was talking to Bob, and he said K4ZM was a tremendous amount of help to him up there. And I haven't heard Tom in a while. He went to a big convention and caught COVID, but he's doing okay now, apparently, because he made it up there. And I was glad to hear that. And making sure he doesn't take the vaccine, so at least he'll have some antibodies now to prevent him from getting it again. We got our third shot. I got mine last night, and Bernice had hers about 3 or 4 days ago. I wasn't wild about even going to this Oktoberfest thing. And, too close to quarters, and there couldn't be as many as 60 people there, you know. And I just didn't want to take a chance getting that crud. Well, how bad a lightning strike did K9JDP get, W4EEY and 0TR?
In case Jim was monitoring. Well, I don't know. I'll find out the details. He at first thought it might have impacted his ICOM 7610, but he thinks the USB ports on the 7610 are okay. But he's having some USB connectivity issues and some networking connectivity issues, Ethernet, which, you know, I've had that in the past as well. So we'll see. We'll see what I can do, if anything.
This is Gerald TR. Well, Gary, I'll tell you, that's out of my league, but yeah, I get upset with just little things here that happen to ours, and thankfully this Spectrum has been very reliable here, and I've been very, very pleased with it. And usually if something goes wrong, well, it's something locally, and they fix it pretty quick. And Bernice's computer was having troubles the other day, and somehow I managed to disconnect mine in the kitchen here, and the one downstairs, and hers too, but I got them back online. But I'm not very computer literate, shall we say. But yeah, Jim's got a beautiful station there, and you never can tell. You know, he's right out there in the open, and the highest point out there would probably be his tower, if he still got that up. And even good lightning protection sometimes isn't enough. Only the good Lord dictates that, of course.
What we, the lightning goes where lightning wants to go, and you can only maybe suggest a path. So, well, let me say 73 with you here. I'm at Cherrydale, about halfway through my journey, and yeah, we'll get there and see what's up and see what we can do. Got the puppies in the back seat here. May try to take them to a dog park after we get it all done. So, and so listen for me later on in the afternoon as I'll be mobiling back home. But you and Bernice, you take care, stay safe. Lisa just got her third shot. She is immunocompromised with celiac disease and some other stuff, so she was eligible. And she was about 3 hours. And with the flu-like symptoms and whatnot, but she's popped back, so that's good. And I have not had my third yet, and I don't know. I haven't decided yet about that. But anyway, we'll see. N0TR, all the best from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary. Yeah, it's great hearing you this morning. Yeah, I just put in my password for my charts here for Prisma Health in, on the Amazon page, and it says there was a problem. That's what, you know, Amy says, the daughter says that men aren't good at multitasking, so I guess that's true. I got to buy this mixer for Bernice. Anyways, talk to you later and say hello to the wife for us, and especially Jim down there and his wife. Take care. This is N0TR. It's clear.
TR, quick hello from KD4DRA.
RA. This is Tom, and boy, I'm losing it this morning. I'm trying to put this password in, and good morning.
It's afternoon already. You've been working so hard, the time done got away from you. Well, I just wanted to say hello to you, you and Bernice, and wish you well, and take care of yourself. I think you said you're going to Oktoberfest, or maybe you're already there. I'd like to go, but I've not had any of the shots, and I don't really want to get out there, so let's see the Clydesdales, though.
I was finishing up this order here, and is this Larry? Good Lord. Larry, It's great to hear you. I listen to you at times at night. You guys are kind of night owls, though.
That's kind of come to an end because it is, as we get older, bedtime seems to come right at sunset, you know?
Isn't that the truth? Well, what have you been up to?
I'm just staying home and staying away from this mess. Run out to Walmart and pick up a grocery order and run to Tractor Supply and pick up my bird seed and deer feed and back home. That's all I'm doing. I've seen the grandkids two or three times over the past year or so. But, you know, I used to, I kept them and I was with them every day, but I really miss that a lot.
Say you did have your shots or you didn't have your shots?
I have not had any shots yet, or probably won't. Hopefully this stuff will get out of here without me having to get out on the road. I'm not working anywhere, so I don't really have to get out of the house. I can stay right here on my little farm.
No, that's kind of the way with us up here, but I sort of am immune compromised, I guess you would say, with congestive heart failure. And now I recognize that call. Rick, I'm thinking Boy Scouts, is that correct?
I was once president of the Briars Club for about 8 years, I think it was, two terms or something like that. My memory's starting to fail me, too. I've been to your house a couple of times, I think, and I think I talked to you not too long ago. You were having some problems with your knees, and I told you I was going to have to get you one of those chair lifts for your stairs, get down to your basement now.
Rick, now I'm on the wavelength. Got all this stuff out of the way. Yes, we come down and ate one time down there. Oh, great to hear you, Rick. I apologize, but down in Simpsonville, I just got... Well, I've been talking to everybody here this morning. It's really been enjoyable. Bernice and I have been out running around. Man, I'm glad you come over here. I kicked your page up here on QRZ and shows a KC-135, I think, in there. And we have a KO-4. Oh, let's see. It's, burn it. A new ham up here that flew the KC-135 for many years with the Air Force, Rick. If you ever hear him, doggone it, I got his name in my phone and everything, but it's Jim. But Bernice has to sit over there correcting me at times, Rick. Oh, shoot. Well, are you kind of out in the country, Rick, you say?
The city. My front yard's in the city of Simpsonville, and the backyard, part of it's in the county of Greenville, and a lot of woods behind me. Those woods are starting to disappear because they're building houses and stuff back there, but I've had deer come in my backyard since 2019, I guess, and... they were coming in. You could see their ribs. And I said, well, I'm going to start putting some corn out there. And I did in 2019, and I've been doing it since. And then this past year, I started putting bird feeders up. And I've had hummingbird feeders up for a couple of years. But this past year, I put up bird feeders to go along with the hummingbird feeders. It's relaxing to sit there and watch them. And the deers are kind of thin right now. They'll start coming when it starts getting colder. But I've had one or two or three that's been hanging around. One of them just had a fawn not too long ago, a little baby. And so I'll continue as long as I can afford it, I guess, throwing some out there for them. But not exactly on a farm, but my son calls me farmer. Because I have to feed the animals.
And 970TR. We're kind of the same way. We're out here, and heck, I can go out in the backyard and target predator if I want to, which I don't much anymore. But we're still in the county. That'll probably end some of these days with all the influx of all the new houses and that. But my neighbor, Tim, which we're just so lucky to have him and Veronica, his wife there, are just great neighbors. And they feed the deer out there whole ears of corn. I went over and swiped two of them there, and he caught me right in front of his game camera there a couple of days ago. He says, "Do you know this guy?" And he sent me a text. I'd already told him I swiped a couple of ears of his corn and put over by my game camera. I don't hunt them. I just love to see the animals. Bernice, we throw leftovers down there and stuff of that nature. And they don't even bother my corn. It's just laying there. But they come up there every night, and there is a fawn, and it's quite beautiful. There's two fawns, I think. It's fun to watch them. The mom will just push them around, you know, the doe, to get them to go where she wants them to go. We've had them come through the yard up here. But now they hunt them, but they only hunt the great big ones with the horns, you know. And I just don't have any interest in that. I don't hunt anymore, hardly at all. And haven't for the last 11 years we've been down here. But I used to up in Kansas a lot, and I enjoyed it. But now I enjoy seeing the wildlife, and I feed the birds. Let me drop it. I feed the birds every day or two. I put a pan of, it's a mixture that we get from Costco's. You get a great big old bag over there for, around $20. It lasts a long time. Now, I throw some to the chickens now and then, but mostly it's for the birds, and it's got sunflower seeds and all kinds of other small seeds in it for the little birds. So we get goldfinches and cardinals and tons of doves this time of year, and one big hawk comes out there and sits there. I think he's chicken watching though. KD4DRA and 0TR.
TR from KD4DRA. Yeah, mentioned hawk. I was out on the front porch the other day, and there was one on the front porch. On the fence on beside my property and the property next door. He was sitting there. He already had his catch and his time, so I was watching him for a little bit, and he got tired of me watching him, so he decided to leave. He took off, flew across the front yard down through the cul-de-sac. But Diane was out there the other day, and she heard him catch one because whatever he caught was squealing. But I guess all animals got to eat, too, and it's just a never-ending loop. But I don't think we have any chickens in the neighborhood. He probably got him a squirrel or something. But, I enjoy watching them. It's kind of relaxing just to sit there and watch them. The hummingbirds are amazing. I like them. I had about six of them in the yard this year, and they're pretty much gone. I had one that was still here up until yesterday or day before, and then the big storm came, and I guess he decided it was time to go south. So he left. As far as I know, I haven't seen any more on the bird feeder. So I guess I'll have to wait till next year to get pictures and watch them again. If you're on the QRZ page, if you scroll down, you probably see a couple of pictures of the hummingbirds that I put on there, and there's a deer picture on there from 2019 where I had as many as 12 in the backyard. Anyway, I won't hold you anymore. Thank you, Bernice, for keeping him up to date and making sure he got it right. I remember your backyard, by the way. Yeah, it's kind of, you got to go down a hill and then it kind of levels out a little bit. So you got a big backyard. Deer would love it over there. But y'all have a great day and stay healthy, and good to hear you. I don't really get on and talk a whole lot. I just listen. So we'll talk again soon. Take care. KD4DRA.
Well, I did scroll down, Rick. You don't need to run off. I really enjoyed visiting with you. That's quite a group of deer there. And I want to give you the tip of the day here on those hummingbirds. If you're shooting them with a camera and not just your cell phone, or even with a cell phone, if you'll go to flash and force the flash on, even though it's daylight, but you got to be pretty close with those cell phones because they don't reach out very far. But if you got a digital camera, they can be as much as 40 feet depending on the ISO, the speed of what you got your camera set at, like ISO 400 or something. But if you force the flash on, it will vary, of course, but up to 40,000th of a second, Rick. And therefore, you can stop the wing beat of a hummingbird, and it takes quite beautiful pictures. And they are beautiful. We used to keep a hummingbird feeder out front. I haven't lately, but that's a thought. Might be going back to that. We have so many doves out here. I love to see them. Used to hunt them up in Kansas, but not down here. I just feed them. It's their turn. Back to you, Rick, for a comment in 0TR.
The comment on the camera, that's cool. I've been taking pictures for a long, long, long time, and I have a nice camera, but I don't know how to operate it. I don't know about all those settings. I have a Fuji. I forget the number on it. But it's a nice, like a 50X zoom camera, and I can get some pretty good pictures with it. But here lately, I'm not as steady as I need to be. My hands and all, you know, as we get older, they're not as steady as they used to be. And I need to get me some kind of a little tripod or something to put it on when I'm taking pictures so it stays steady. But, yeah, I'll remember that. And the doves. You remember Sue, don't you? Sue and John. Sue loved the doves. She loved to watch those doves. And so don't mention shooting one, but you could mention to her, no way anymore. I think they both passed on. But a nice lady that I remember. I took my first test at her house, so that's a long time ago. Okay, you know, just to mention, one little thing brings up a memory from many years, believe it or not. Just mentioned doves, and that took me back a long time. All right, I'll let you go this time. Thanks for the tip, and I'll use that. KD4DRA.
Okay, Rick. Well, the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed it very much, and we're all getting there. I'm 73 now. Rick, that's another reason to use the flash. And I use flash, well, I took a couple of years of photography. I wouldn't say it's a degree, but it was from the School of Modern Photography, and I had my own darkroom and such. And the daughter was doing journalism in high school, and so I gave her a chance to learn how to develop pictures and things like that. And I did industrial photography for the company for a while. And but I never could afford them Hasselblads and stuff of that nature, you know. I had use of a real nice RB67 for a short time, and where they had large format. Boy, it'd been wonderful to have that kind of money, but I didn't, so I did mostly 35 millimeter. But the flash will give you stability for that. It's like electronic stabilization on the newer DSLR cameras, and I'm sure that's built into these iPhones and such, because people can't hold those little things that steady. And the electronic stabilization really helps us old guys out. But and if there's bright sunlight out and you got somebody in the shade, if you force the flash on, it'll get rid of the shadows on their face and such, even though it's daylight outside. Take care, my friend, and God bless, Rick. I like your QSL card there with that KC-135 35 on it. Used to see a lot of those out there in Wichita, Kansas. KD4DRA. This is N0TR. Now, I'm going to be clear this time. 73 is wrecked.
No, you're not. I got one more question for you. The guy that flew the KC-135, whenever you remember who he is or something about him, drop me an email, if you will. I'd like to conversate with him. I used to work on the KC-135s and the B-52 bombers. I was a aircraft maintenance specialist, jet over two engines, so that included the KC-135 and the B-52. I enjoyed that time, so if you remember, drop me an email. I know you got my email address. I get something from you every once in a while. All right, we'll see you later. KD4DRA.
KO4LAO. Jim, let me see if I can get this down here. His name's Jim Grisby. KO4 Lima Alpha Oscar. I think he was a retired colonel. He's very familiar with Wichita, Kansas, as I am too, of course. I used to go out there and watch them, the B-47s and the B-52s in the old days, Rick. And I worked at Learjet there for a few months after high school, booking rivets on the Model 24s, I think it was. But I believe he's a retired colonel of the United States Air Force, and he's been all over the world, and he was a pilot, which I was not. But we've shared a lot of stories, and I'm sure you'd really enjoy meeting him. Seems like a terrific guy. Talk to you later. I hope that's enough. You can look it up, and if you need anything else, let me know, Rick. KD4DRA, N0TR, 73, Rick.
KD4DRA.